The first thing I really wanted to ask you was, what's the customer you have in mind for your shop?
Well, anybody who's engaged with consensual sex, for me, consent is the foundation of liberation. So it's the most important element within actually pleasure. So generally, my customer is me and my community. But beyond that, I've been surprised by who my customer is, because I've learned. Well, for example, I didn't realise how sexually resistant, say, like, I'm very political. So I didn't realise that that went in. Sex gets married into politics in many ways. Like, you know, people aren't who they appear to be. So when somebody comes into the room and goes, oh, I'm a real prude, generally now I'm suspicious. Because actually that is a cover for a truth. So, for instance, like, you know, my customers around who are conservative are probably more sexually wild than who are left-wing, who are much more self-controlled. Or self, what's the word? Self monitoring, right? Because sex isn't, doesn't come with a degree of morality in the turn on, right? But it, the morality comes around whether it is an act of kindness or pleasure or infliction of pain, right? Definitely. So that's where you have your social control attached to it. But if you take that in.
So spot on, actually, what you're saying about that left wing and right wing thing as well, in the. I, you know, having always been on the left of the spectrum, I think some of that held me back. I think I felt politically inhibited by
what's right and wrong.
What's right and wrong and what's acceptable. And I think I was editing my own fantasies, you know, as a left-wing person.
I think people don't understand that fantasies equate to the same symbolism as dreams. So if you took your dreams that you have at night, literally, well, we'd all be murderers, we'd all be naked on stage, we'd all be fancying, you know, somebody or something inappropriate, we'd all be mythical creatures, we'd all have powers that we can't, or we'd have emotions that seem highly inappropriate for the circumstance, right? We can have nightmares and we can have, like, exalted kind of dreams of happiness, right? But those are all symbols for making sense of our emotional self, which is what Joseph Campbell and Jung and all these people are talking about. Well, sexual fantasies are the same way. They're kind of like, have these kind of symbols or relationships that bypass your conscious self and get right into the neurons, the electric magnetic pathways of your body. So when somebody fantasizes about rape, it doesn't mean they want the experience of rape, but what they want is the lack of control of the self in order to release an orgasm. So because the self controls, the social inhibitor controls your ecstatic feeling. Oh, I can't do that for me. I can't self-pleasure. I'm not really allowed to feel that good. You know, I feel fat in that. So all of those emotional control mechanisms are controlled by. So that's why sexual fantasies, you can, somebody can read something and you go, I can't believe I was turned on about that.
But you internally you respond, don't you?
Yeah, you can internally respond. But that is an emotional reaction to a symbol. Right, so that's basically what I've learned within sex. Is quite complicated.
I think that is interesting. On the nail, actually. And I think what's interesting about what you do in particular is that you don't avoid the kind of the slight darkness around sex. I think there's been a big movement to make sex shops feel very clean and pristine and unthreatening. But it, I think I'd love you to talk a bit more about that. Actually, you, you're, the image that you portray is actually quite shadowy, in a rather beautiful way.
Well, I think in terms of us as human beings, my premise is that fundamentally, the goodness within us all wants to be inspired, and wants to be touched, and wants to be reflected, and also wants to be acknowledged. Everybody, ultimately, doesn't matter who they are, they don't choose to be the villain, right? Within their own stratosphere, they want to be the hero, right? Within that, we're all damaged and wounded human beings, right? We've been hurt, we've had our trust broken, we're frightened of judgment, we are self probably not feeling like we're good enough. All of these feelings are a mixture of our intellectual, emotional, and physical self, and actually our spirituality.